Welcome to Muffed. What a year. This is the Seahawks 2025 season in review. Muffed! Seattle's defense bled -124.5 expected points added on the season. Second stingiest unit in football and the engine of this entire story. Here's how a top two defense carried this team, how Sam Darnold quietly authored a top five efficiency season, and the one ground game number that says this offense had to win a very specific way, 14-3. NFC West champs number one seed, and they didn't just win the conference, they won the Super Bowl, beating New England 29-13. The Seahawks smashed. Let's set the table. Seattle finished +32.7 in offensive expected points added, a 13th ranked, slightly above average offense. The defense was the headliner at -124.5 expected points added allowed, second in football. 27 takeaways ranked 8th, 47 sacks ranked 8th, and a 43% third down conversion rate ranked 7th. Steady floor, not boom or bust, outside of three close losses. The early stumble to San Francisco, the 38-35 shootout against Tampa, and a 2-point game at the Rams in week 11. They were never out of a game. They closed the regular season on an 8-game winning streak, then steamrolled the playoffs by a combined 101-46. Now let's talk about the passing offense, the side of the ball that actually drove the points. Sam Darnold produced +56.6 expected points added on 510 dropbacks, +0.11 per attempt, top 10 in the league. His adjusted net yards per attempt of 7.4 ranked 4th among qualified starters, and his completion percentage came in 4.3% above expectation, also top 5, meaning he was hitting throws the tracking data flagged as harder than average. Jaxon Smith-Njigba was the engine, 119 catches, 1,793 yards, 10 touchdowns, 37% target share. The defining snap came in week 12 at Tennessee, 3rd-and-6, tie game, second quarter. Darnold ripped a deep ball down the right sideline to Smith-Njigba for a 63-yard touchdown. Single most valuable offensive play of their season at +6.4 expected points added. Pass protection held up to a 5.2% sack rate in the 75th percentile league-wide. The passing game smashed. Now let's dig into the rushing offense because this is where the story gets uglier. Seattle ran 508 times for 2,098 yards, 4.1 a carry, 123 a game, both middle of the pack. The problem is efficiency. Rushing expected points added came in at -36.8, 29th in the league, 13th percentile. They ran a lot, they got yards, and on a per play basis, the run game was actively hurting them at -0.07 per carry. Kenneth Walker carried 221 times for 1,027 yards and 5 scores, while Zach Charbonnet took the goal line work with 12 rushing touchdowns, 7th in the entire league. So the run game's value wasn't between the 20s, it was inside the 5. Seattle won 14 games despite the ground game, not because of it. Next up, the pass defense, and this is where Seattle truly separated. 213 passing yards a game, just 20 passing touchdowns all year. Passing expected points added allowed of -64.8, 81st percentile league-wide. The rush got home 47 times, delivered 110 quarterback hits, and held opponents to a 32% third down conversion rate, a top of the league stop rate, and they took the ball away in clusters, 27 takeaways, 18 interceptions. The signature snap came in week 13 against Minnesota, 4th-and-1 at Seattle's own 4-yard line, Vikings driving for a go-ahead score, and Ernest Jones jumped a short route and took it 85 yards the other way for a pick 6. Worth -10.7 expected points to Minnesota on one snap. That was this defense, not just stout, but capable of ending drives by sprinting the other direction. The secondary smashed, and the run defense was somehow even more dominant. Just 92 rushing yards a game, only 9 rushing touchdowns all season. Rushing expected points added allowed of -59.7, a 100th percentile number, the best run defense in the league by this measure. Per carry, opponents averaged a brutal -0.15 expected points, meaning every handoff against Seattle was on average a losing play. The front 7 didn't just plug gaps, they created chaos. When your run defense is generating points instead of just preventing them, you're playing a different game than everyone else. Muffed! Season MVP is Jaxon Smith-Njigba, full stop, 119 catches, 1,793 yards, 10 touchdowns on a 37% target share, the gravitational center of the entire passing game. The one thing to clean up is the ground attack, minus 36.8 rushing expected points added, 29th in the league, with both Walker and Charbonnet finishing near the bottom of the league in rush yards over expected per attempt. A Super Bowl team running the ball 500 times shouldn't be losing value on every carry. That's the number that has to move. That's the Seahawks 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Seahawks feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.